并所交通的是属灵的成长。
Every morning we share on this matter of spiritual maturity.
我们一再地说，属灵的成长是神的旨意。
We repeat it again and again that to be mature spiritually is God's will.
因为如果今天我们不是为着神的旨意来追求属灵的成长，
If in our seeking to grow spiritually is not really for the Lord，
我们就看见说这一个在属灵的境界里面是一件很危险的事。
In this kind of pursuit indeed it will be very dangerous。
我们必须在神面前求神光照我们。
We need God's light to enlighten us，
叫我们看见说我们所以追求属灵的成长完全是因为我们要遵行神的旨意。
The reason why we want to pursue spiritual maturity is all for His will。
神的旨意不要我们在基督里永远做婴孩。
The Lord's purpose is not for us to remain just children。
感谢神，我们都做过婴孩。
Thank God at one time we were children。
但是神不盼望我们一直做婴孩。
But he does not want us to remain there.
他要我们长大成人。
He wants to grow to be mature.
要我们满有基督长成的身量。
He wants us to become full of his measure and full of his stature.
这样他的旨意能在我们身上得以完成。
Then his will can be done in us.
神不要我们留在说肉体的里面。
God never wants us to remain carnal.
他要我们进到那个属灵的情形里。
He wants us to be spiritual.
我们过去几次的交通。
In the past few sessions we share,
我们应当怎样为着神的旨意来追求属灵的成长。
That we must seek to grow mature in the will of God.
我们也盼望在神的光中能看见属肉体乃是反常的情形。
And we also see that carnality is abnormal.
我们愿意脱离这个属肉体。
We need to be delivered from carnality.
我们仰望神能带领我们进到属灵的境地里去。
And we seek the Lord to bring us into spiritual reality.
叫我们成为长成的人。
So that we can be mature.
但是过去我们所讲的。
But in the past, as we share,
可以说都是执着个人说的。
It's the emphasis were more on the individual.
我们个人怎么样要追求长大。
How individually we ought to seek to grow spiritually mature.
我们怎么样要从小孩子长大变成儿子。
How we need to grow from being children to sons.
但是实在说来，神最终的旨意他不在个人的身上。
Strictly speaking, God's ultimate purpose is not just the individual.
神那个最终的旨意是要得着一个团体。
What God intends to get in the end is something corporate.
因为只有一个团体才能把基督的丰富能存下来，并且能彰显出来。
Only through the corporate we can enter into that fullness and we can express that fullness.
神本性所有的丰富都有形有体地居住在基督的里面。
All the Godhead dwell bodily in Christ Jesus. All the fullness of Godhead dwell bodily in the person of Jesus Christ.
我们的基督是那样的丰富。
Our Christ is so full.
他是那样的完全。
He is so complete.
没有一个人能把他所有的丰富都存下来。
No one can enjoy or inherit contain the fullness of Christ.
也没有一个人能把他的荣耀完全彰显出来。
No individual can express the glory of God.
不错，当我们个人在那里追求属灵成长的时候，
Even though we individually we seek growth,
我们能得着一点基督的丰富，
We can enjoy a little bit of his fullness.
我们能经历一点基督的丰富，
We can enjoy a little bit of his fullness.
也因着他的恩典，我们也能彰显一点他的荣耀。
Through his grace, we are able to express some of his fullness.
但是无论怎么样，我们看见是非非常常有限。
But no matter how much we think we can have, that is still very, very limited.
一面说来，如果一个弟兄、一个姊妹有属灵的长大，
Let's assume a brother who indeed is really mature.
他实在是荣耀神。
And he indeed is glorifying God.
神的荣耀就在这样的弟兄姊妹身上就要彰显出来。
And God's glory is able to manifest through this person.
但是另外一面说了，
On the other side,
无论我们怎样个人的长大，
No matter how we grow, how we mature individually,
无论怎样我们认识基督的丰富，
No matter how we think we know the fullness of Christ,
我们总是亏欠神的荣耀。
We all come short of his glory.
因为我们不能进到那个神那个不能没有限制的荣耀里去。
We cannot enter into the unsearchable, unfathomable glory of God.
所以我们看见说，神的旨意乃是团体。
And so we see God's purpose is corporate.
神是呼召我们进到这个团体的里面去。
He called us to enter in this corporate life.
以弗所书乃是在真理上面可以说是一个最高峰。
As far as truth, Ephesians is the highest.
在神的启示的里面乃是最高的。
And as far as God's revelation, that is the apex.
在那个启示里面给我们看见神给我们的呼召乃是团体。
So in this revelation through Ephesians, we see that God's calling is corporate.
他把我们这些的人呼召来，叫我们能成为基督的身体。
He calls us to him so that we can be the body of Christ.
神不要我们每一个人单独的做一个身体。
He does not want us to be a Christian individually.
如果我们单独做身体的话，这个身体太小了。
If we are individually a Christian, that is very small.
不能把基督的丰富都装进去，也没有办法把基督的荣耀完全彰显。
We can never contain all the fullness of Christ, and we have nowhere to express His glory.
我们每一个蒙恩的人，不过是在那个身体里面的一个肢体。
All of us.Is but a member of that one body.
把所有的肢体都配合起来，就看见了一个身体。
So when all the members are fitted together, then you see the body.
是那个身体把元首的丰富都装在里面。
It is the body who can contain the fullness of the head.
也是那个身体把那个元首的荣耀。
It is the body that is capable to express the glory of the head.
所以今天早晨我们在最后一次的时候，我们要摸到怎样满有基督的身体，长成的身量。
So this morning we are to share the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
这个是超过个人的。
It is beyond individual.
乃是教会。是基督的身体。
It is the body which the church which is the body of Christ.
在这个身体的里面，怎么样能满有基督长成的身量？
How in this body we have the measure and stature of the fullness of Christ?
因为这一个是神最终的旨意。
Because this is the ultimate will of God.
在以弗所第一章的里面
，In Ephesians 1.
二十二节告诉我们说
，Verse 22 tells us，
神 把万有都伏在基督的脚下。
He put all things in subjection under his feet.
我们知道。
We know.
在永世时之前。
Before eternity passed.
神已经定规了一个最高的旨意。
God has a purpose in his eternity past, the highest purpose.
他照着他心里所喜欢的。
According to his own pleasure.
他就定了一个旨意。
He purposed in himself.
那个旨意就是要他的儿子做万有之首。
That purpose is that his son Christ must be head over all things.
他的儿子要承受万有。
His son is to inherit all things.
万有都要在他的儿子里面合而为一。
Through him, all things will sum up together.
这一个是神最高的旨意。
That is God's highest purpose.
这个旨意也是藉着他的儿子来完成的。
This purpose is to be realized through his son.
所以我们看见他的儿子怎样为着这个旨意他来到这个地上。
As for this will, he sent his son to this earth.
他怎样在这个世地上他到十字架的上面去。
And how the son went the way of the cross and to the cross.
他怎样完成了这一个挽回救赎的工作。
And how he accomplished the work of redemption.
所以神叫他从死里复活。
And God raised him from the dead.
并且把他升到高天之上。
And he exalted him to the highest place.
让他坐在那全能者的右边。
And he is sitting at the right hand of the Almighty.
把万有都伏在他的脚下。
And he subject all things under his feet.
叫他做万有之首。
So he will be the head over all things.
神的旨意就在他儿子的身上得以完成。
God's will indeed has already accomplished through his son.
这一个是一个事实。
This is the reality, this is a fact.
但是万有都伏在基督的脚下。
All things are subject under his feet.
这个并不稀奇。
This is not surprising.
这是理所当然。
This is what it ought to be.
因为万有是为他而造。
Because all things were created for him.
是神的旨意要他得着万有。
It is God's will that he should inherit all things.
万有也是他所救赎的。
All things will belong to him.
所以理当伏在他的脚下。
They ought to subject themselves under his feet.
但是稀奇的是底下的一句话。
But what surprises us is the following phrase.
是他为教会做万有之首。
Give him as head over all things to the church.
为教会做万有之首。
Give him to be head over all things to the church.
这是一件非常稀奇的事。
This is a most surprising statement.
我个人觉得在翻译上面在这里有一点困难。
I discovered that in translation we have some slight difficulty here.
我不知道其他的弟兄姊妹有没有感觉这个问题。
I wonder if brother and sister, the others, you feel that way.
不但我们中文圣经呢是说他为教会。
Some translation says for the church.
连英文里头有的译本也是 for the church,
yeah, someone,
为做教会。
Some translation is for the church.
如果这样的话，
if that is the case,
好像给我们个印象说，
give us the impression,
他所以做万有之首乃是为做教会的缘故。
So he head over all things is for the church, because of the church.
神把万有都放在他的脚下也是为做教会的缘故。
God put all things under his feet is for the church.
如果没有教会的话好像说 基督不必做万有之首。
As though without the church, God does not need to put things under his feet. He does not need to be head over all things.
这样的话，我们把教会啊，看得太过重。
And if this is the case, we overemphasize the importance of the church.
好像教会就变了中心了。
As though the church is the center.
好像基督反而是中心。忠实，我完全是为做教会。
And as though Christ is for the church，
他神把万有放在脚下，也是为做教会的原因。
God put all things under His feet is for the church。
他做万有的元首，也是为做教会的缘故。
God He's head over all things because it's for the church。
如果不是为做教会的话，那么他也不必做元首，万有也不必服在他的手下。
So if not for the church, then he doesn't need to be head over all things. He doesn't have to have all things in subjection under his feet。
这一个是把教会抬得太高了。
This is elevated the place of church too high。
不错，教会在神的旨意里面乃是非常的高。
It is true, the place in God's church, in God's thought, indeed is very high.
但是它不能超越基督的地位。
But the church cannot be higher than Christ.
所以如果说它是为着教会做万有之首。
If it says it's for the church,
我个人觉得在感觉上有一点困难。
I don't feel comfortable about it.
失败照着原文来说是应当说它是向着教会做万有之首。
In the original, Christ had over all things to the church.
不是 for, 乃是 to.
It's not for the church, but it's to the church.
不是为做教会，乃是向做教会。
It is not for the church,But to the church.
弟兄姊妹，这里就叫我们不能不敬拜。
Here we have to worship.
基督做万有之首，这是神的旨意。
Christ to be head of all things is God's will.
万有伏在他的脚下，这是理所当然的。
All things in subjection to him is what it ought to be.
有没有教会？他都是万有之首。
Whether it is church or not church, he's still the head of all things.
有没有教会，万有都服在他的脚下。
Whether it is church or not church, all things are to be in subjection under his feet.
但是为说他爱教会的人。
But because he loved the church,
他竟然向着教会做万有之首。
And he became head of all things.To the church.
换一句话说
，In other words，
他是元首
，He is the head，
他是万有之首
，He is the head over all things。
他要他的教会也能经历做万有之首。
He also wants the church to experience the church is the head over all things.
对他说，万有已经伏在他的脚下。
As far as he's concerned, all things already in subjection under his feet.
他要他的教会也像他一样。
He wants the church to be like himself.
万有都伏在教会的脚下。
So that all things also will be in subjection to the church.
为什么原因呢
？Why?
因为教会是他的身体。
Because the church is his body.
头怎样，身体也怎样。
What head is like, so is the body.
头是万有之首。
Head is the head of all things.
身体与头是合一的。
And the body and the head are one.
所以身体也做了万有之首。
Therefore, the body also become head of all things.
万有都伏在头的脚下。
All things are in subjection to the head.
所以万有也都伏在身体的脚下。
Therefore, all things also in subjection to the body.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
在这里你就看见无比的恩典。
You see here the immeasurable grace of God.
我们竟然蒙恩到一个地步。
Today we obtain such grace.
与基督联合变成头和身体。
We can be so joined to him, the head and body are now one.
我们是一个。
We are one.
所以 凡是基督的都是我们。
So the what belongs to him belongs to us.
他给了我们。
He gave us.
他向着教会。
He to the church.
做万有之首。
And to be head over all things.
因为教会是他的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者所充满。
Is him who fills all things.
以弗所第一章第二章
Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 2
他在那里特别给我们看见乃是在基督里
What it shows us is in what is in Christ
在基督里那个事实
What the reality or the facts of us in Christ
我们知道真理是没有时间性。
We know truth. There's no time with truth.
真理是永远。
Truth is eternal.
所以当我们读以弗所的时候
So when you read Ephesians,
我们常常说以弗所书可以分成两段。
We often say the book divides into two parts.
第一章到第三章。
Chapter 1 and 3.
第四章到第六章
and six, four to six.
第一章到第三章是在基督里
chapters 1 to 3 is in, we are in Christ
在第四章到第六章是基督在我们里面
and 4, 5, 6 is what Christ in us
第一段是给我们看见神在基督里所为我们完成的事实
What, 1 to 3 is what we see what God has accomplished in Christ
四章到六章是给我们看见圣灵在我们里面所做的工
And 4, 5, 6 is what the Holy Spirit desires to work in us
一章到三章是给我们看见真理
Chapter 1, 2, 3 we see the truth
四章到六章是叫我们进入经历
And 4, 5, 6 is for our experience
如果这样的分是对的
If this division is correct
那么弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
在这里我们看见一个荣耀的事实
Here we see a glorious fact
那个荣耀的事实不但基督他已经从死里复活
The glorious fact is not only the Lord Jesus Christ has risen from the dead
他已经升天
He already ascended to heaven.
他已经超万有之上。
He has risen to the place he's above all.
万有都已经伏在他的脚下。
And all things are now in subjection under his feet.
他已经做了万有之首。
And he's now head over all things.
并且教会也已经进到复活升天的里面。
Even church is also risen with him and seated now with him in the heavenlies.
教会也已经做了万有之首。
Church is also the head over all things.
万有已经伏在教会的脚下。
All things are already in subjection under the feet of the church.
换一句话说，神所要的教会已经在哪里。
In other words,The church that God wanted is already there.
为说这个缘故，保罗才说，他是祷告说，求神赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
Because of this, then Paul prayed that the Lord will give the Ephesians the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们对于我们的主需要启示。
As far as the Lord's concerned, we need revelation.
启示乃是把在神里面的那个事实给我们看见。
Revelation is allow us to see the fact of truth that's in God Himself.
所以今天我们如果得到启示的话
，Today if we have revelation,
我们所认识的这位基督
，the Christ that we know.
神乐意把他的儿子启示在我们心里。
And God delights to reveal His Son in our heart.
这位儿子启示在我们心里的。
This Son is the one who revealed Himself in our heart.
他不但 是我们的救主。
He is not our Savior.
曾到地上来为我们钉在十字架上。
He came to this earth and died for us on the cross.
我们在启示里面也看见他已经从死里复活。
Through revelation, we know He's the risen Lord.
我们在启示里面也看见他已经升天。
We know through revelation, we know He's now risen, ascended to heaven.
在启示里面，我们已经看见万有都伏在他的脚下。
Through revelation, we see now He all things in subjection under His feet.
在启示里面，我们看见他已经做万有之首。
Through revelation, now we see His head over all things.
如果不在启示里的话
，If there's no revelation，
如果我们的启示有限的话
，If our revelation is limited，
可能我们因着神乐意把他儿子启示在我们里面
，God delights to reveal His Son in us。
我们知道他是我们的救主。
We know He's our Savior。
我们承认他是我们的救主是需要启示的。
To know that He's our Savior, that requires revelation。
好像主对彼得说，这不是血肉的指示你。
And Paul, the Lord said to Peter, this is not flesh and blood。
而是我天上的父。
It's the Father in heaven who revealed to you.
感谢赞美神。
Praise God.
我们得着了这个启示。
After we have this revelation,
我们就有了这个智慧。
Then we have wisdom.
我们知道他是我们的救主。
Then we know He is our Savior.
他在十字架上说已经成了。
We know what is accomplished for us on the cross.
救赎的工作已经成了。
The redemption is finished.
我们这样相信，这样接受。
And we believe, we receive.
但是在许多弟兄姊妹的感觉的里面
，But many of us in our hearts,
因为缺少启示的缘故
，Because lack of revelation.
他所相信的这位耶稣，光是钉十字架的耶稣。
The Christ we know is the Lord is Christ who is on the cross.
好像我们的主。
It's not the risen Christ.
因着缺少这样的启示。
Because lack of this revelation.
虽然他的罪得到赦免。
Even though sins were forgiven.
但是他不能胜过罪的权势。
But he had no power to overcome sin.
他不能活在复活的生命的里面。
He cannot live in the resurrection life.
但是如果你看见这位主是复活的主的
话。But if you see him as the risen one.
他说我是复活我是生命
And he said I'm life I'm the resurrection
我们在基督徒的生活里面就进到复活的境地
Then in our life as Christians we enter that resurrected life
有的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
他没有看见在启示里看见主已经升天
They have not seen they have not been revealed to them that the Lord is indeed the ascended one
我们知道主已经升天
We know he is ascended
但是在许多弟兄姊妹的感觉里面，好像主还是在地上。
As though to many, as the Lord, though the Lord is still on this earth.
他没有升天，没有超万民之上。
He is not the ascended one, and he is not the one who is above all things.
所以你就看见，在他的生活的里面就不能得胜。
So you can see that in their daily living, they cannot live a victorious life.
这个作王的生命已经在他里面。
The kingly life is already in them.
但是没有启示，他不懂这样作王。
But if without revelation, they do not know how to live that kingly life.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就看见说
，Brothers and sisters, you see,
如果有启示的话
，If we have revelation.
神在基督里所完成的一切都是事实。
All that God has accomplished in His Son Christ Jesus, they are all facts, they are all real.
都是真的。
All real.
已经成了。
All already accomplished.
那根据同样的原则。
On the same principle.
如果今天神给我们智慧和启示的灵。
Today, if God has given us wisdom and revelation,
叫我们真正的知道他
then we really know Him.
你就要看见
then you'll see.
今天教会是已经完成了。
Today, church is already a finished product.
那个身体是已经在那里。
That body is already there.
并且那个身体是那充满万有者所充满的。
That body is the fullness of Him who fills all things.
而不但在这里已经有了这个身体。
It's not only we have this body.
一个荣耀的身体。
It is a glorious body.
配上了这个荣耀的头。
It's fitted with a glorious head.
头怎样做万有之首？
How the head is head over all things.
教会也已经做了万有之首。
And so is with the church.
万有怎样伏在基督的脚下。
How all things were in subjection under his feet.
万有也伏在教会的地上。
And so with the church.
所以教会是一个得胜的教会。
So church is a victorious church.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们说我们没有看见。
We had to confess we had not seen that.
我们今天没有看见一个荣耀的教会。
We did not see the glorious church.
我们今天所看见的是神的儿女四分五裂。
We see a church that's so divided.
我们所看见的是教会里面有很多很多的问题。
All we see is the problems in the church.
因着看见这种的东西。
Because we see all these things.
我们里面有的时候灰心。
Then we are discouraged.
我们有的时候丧胆。
We are saddened.
我们在那里问说。
We question.
究竟神心意中所要的教会在哪里？
We say, where is that church the Lord longs for?
那个身体在哪里？
Where is that body?
那个充满万有之所充满的在哪里？
Where is the body full of Christ, full of himself, where?
教会不但不能做万有之首。
Church cannot be the head over all things.
并且教会是做万有的脚。
In fact, church becomes the feet under all things.
在万有的脚下。
Church become under the feet of all the other things.
不能胜过世界。
Cannot overcome the world.
不能胜过地上那些的东西。
Cannot overcome the things of this world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因着没有这个启示。
Because we lack revelation.
我们很多的时候不知道应当怎样往前走。
Therefore, we do not know how to go on.
许多爱主的弟兄姊妹到了一个地步他就放手。
Many of those who love the Lord,They walk with the Lord to a point and then they give up.
没有意向，人不信就失散。
If there's no revelation, people scatter.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
基督怎样是实实？
How Christ is real.
教会也是实实。
So is the church.
在神的眼中教会已经在哪里？
In God's sight, God has already obtained the church that He wanted.
在神的眼中，他已经看见了这个基督的身体。
In God's sight, He's seeing that body of Christ.
是充满万有者所充满。
It's the fullness of Him who fills all things.
是一个升天的教会。
It is an ascended church.
是一个复活的教会。
It is a risen church.
是一个在万有之上的教会。
It is a church above all things.
亲爱的弟兄
Brothers and sisters,
这一个需要启示。
We need revelation to see this.
所以我们需要在神的面前。
So we need to be before the Lord.
要祷告。
We need to pray.
求神怜悯我们。
God be merciful with us.
给我们智慧和启示的灵。
Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们看见那一个在荣耀里面的教会。
To see the church that's already in glory.
神没有过去，没有将来。
With God, there's no past, there's no future.
神只有现在。
God only has now.
所以我们看见说，在神的眼中，教会已经完成。
So in God's sight, the church is already complete.
已经满有基督长成的身量。
It's already full of the measure of the stature of Christ.
已经与基督一同在荣耀的里面。
It's already with Christ in the glory.
这一个是永远的事实。
This is an eternal fact.
因着有这样永远的事实。
Because we have this eternal fact.
所以我们才看见在地上有圣灵的工作。
Therefore, on this earth, we see there's a need for the work of the Holy Spirit.
以弗所第一章二十二节、二十三节。
Ephesians 1:22-23.
在我个人的感觉里面乃是一个启示。
To me, those two verses is a revelation.
是一个事实,
is a fact.
已经在那里,
is a fact is, that's already there.
我们是需要的, 是需要属灵的眼睛被打开,
what we need is to see it with our spiritual eyes.
这样你要看见这个荣耀的教会已经在那里,
then you will see the glorious church is already there.
但是到了以弗所第四章,
when it comes to Ephesians chapter 4,
你在那里读第四章的时候,
when you read chapter 4,
到你读到第十三节,
when you read
13节,
until we attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of Son of God to a mature man.
被长大成人满有基督长成的圣量,
to a mature man to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
就做这个话来说, 你就看见说教会还没有达到
so through this verse we discover the church has not attained yet that full measure, stature which belong to Christ. So as far as we can experience while we are on this earth,
就说在时间里面我们所经历的,
as far as what we can experience in time,
我们看见那个团体啊, 满有基督长成的圣量还在将来,
so that body which is full of the measure and stature which belong to Christ still lies in the future.
我们需要达到这种的光景,
that is something we need to attain.
需要圣灵在地上继续的工作,
we need the continuous work of the Holy Spirit.
把这个在神面前的那个荣耀的事实做在我们每一个人的里面,
so we can allow the Holy Spirit to work that reality already in God into us.
那这样的话, 你就看见说那个意象和那个 vocation, 那个天职啊, 就合起来,
that's what we can see, the vision and vocation are now linked together.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
就着我们的经历来说,
as far as our experience is concerned,
好像给我们看见说, 这件事情还在将来,
as though this lie still lies for us in the future,
是我们需要去达到,
we need to arrive at.
现在的问题是在这里,
now we have this question,
我们怎样能达到这一个满有基督长成圣量的那个地位,
now the question is, how can we arrive at this full measure stature of the fullness which belongs to Christ.
所以我们盼望用一点的时间, 我们来交通这件事,
so we'll use a few minutes to share this matter.
神的心意, 乃是要教会, 满有基督, 长成的圣量。
God's desire is for the church to arrive at the full measure and stature which belongs to Christ.
不但神要我们每一个人, 都要被磨成他儿子的形象,
God not only wants us individually to conform to the image of His Son.
我们知道罗马第八章里面,
we know in Romans 8,
在那里29节告诉我们说,
verse 29 we are told,
神预定我们要他的儿子在众弟兄中做长子,
God's desire is that Christ should be the firstborn among many brethren.
所以在这里给我们看见说,
many brethren.
在许多的弟兄中让他能做长子,
He is the firstborn among many brethren.
这里说重的, 实在是重在我们每一个人,
Now the emphasis here is more on the individual.
比方说，在希伯来书，神要带领众子进到荣耀里面去。
Like in Hebrews, it's God's desire that through Christ He will bring many sons to glory.
这个众子也是指着那个个人成熟所的。
Sons refer to our individual maturity.
但是你到了以弗所的时候，你就看见说，这一个成熟是指着团体。
But when it comes to Ephesians, this maturity is for the corporate.
那么这一个身体的成熟啊，究竟是怎样成熟？
So how? What are the ways? How are we to arrive this church corporate? To a mature maturity.
我们先看哥林多前书第十二章。
And we'll turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体。 而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
For even as the body is one, yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so is Christ.
这一节的圣经是一节非常奇妙的圣经。
This is a very marvelous verse.
他说：“身子只有一个
，body is one，
却有许多肢体
，but has many members，
而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子
，even though there are many members， the body is one，
基督也是这样
，so is Christ。
我们在读圣经的时候，读到这里读不下去了
，and sometimes when you read up to this point， we cannot go any further，
因为。 照着我们的观念来说，应当说，教会也是这样。In
our thinking, it ought to conclude, church is like that.
因为这句话明明是指着教会说的。But
this refers to the church.
身子是有一个。There
is one body.
教会是基督的身体。Church
is the body of Christ.
但是这个身体里头有许多的肢体
But in this body there are many members
但是虽然有许多的肢体
Even though there are many members
但是只有一个身体
There's only one body
不是因为有许多的肢体就有许多的身体
It's not that because there are many members therefore there are many bodies
只有一个元首基督
There's only one head who is Christ
所以只有一个身体教会
There's only one body the church
所以明明这句话是指着教会说
So this refers to the church
我们如果写圣经的话我们要说教会也是这样
Then if you write the if we are to write the Bible we say so is the church
但是圣灵在那里说基督也是这样
But the Holy Spirit puts it so is Christ
这里给我们看见教会究竟是什么
So here we see what church is really like
教会就是基督自己
Church indeed is Christ himself
是基督在你的里面
It's the Christ that's in you.
基督在我的里面,
It's the Christ that's in me.
有的时候为说叫弟兄姊妹明白的缘故,
for clarity.
其实属灵的事情是没有formula, 没有工程师。
Of course, in spiritual matter, there's no formula.
但是你姑且我们借用一下。
So we will borrow.
什么叫做教会呢?
What is the church?
他说基督也是这样。
So is Christ.
如果今天在地上只有三个基督徒,
If on this earth there were only three Christians,
一个是彼得，一个是雅各，一个是约翰。
One is Peter, James, and John.
全世界就是这三个基督徒。
In this whole world there are only three Christians.
这三个基督徒都是最上等的基督徒。
And these are the best Christians.
那么, 这三个人聚集在一起
Now when these three meet together
是不是就是教会
Is that the church when they meet together
三个肢体
Three members
合成一个身体
They become one body
教会也是这样
And so is the church
如果这样的话
If that is the case,
恐怕我们就觉得说问题很大。
Then we know there will be a lot of problems.
因为你看见彼得这个人啊，他是喜欢做头的。
Because Peter wants to be the head.
而雅各约翰并不落后。
And James and John, they don't want to take a back seat.
你看见当初耶稣要进耶路撒冷那最后的机会啊，他们给他们抓了。
And then when before the Lord entered into Jerusalem, the twins, James and John, they want to grab their last opportunity.
他们要坐在主的右边，坐在主的左边。
And one would like to sit at the Lord's right at his left.
所以这三个人都是喜欢做头的。
And so all these three, they all want to be somebody.
那如果三个头啊，要合成一个身体啊，那是怪物。
So these are three heads, they all want to be heads. And to be three heads, there will be in one body that will be a monster.
那里头问题是太大了。
And the problem will be immeasurable.
所以有的时候我就用一个比喻。
So I usually give example.
我说什么是教会呢？
What is the church?
是不是彼得加上雅各加上约翰就等于教会呢？
Is it Peter plus James plus John that equal the church?
我们都说不是。
We say no.
那么如果是在 彼得里面的基督加上雅各里面的基督加上约翰里面的基督就等于教会。
Then we say it's the Christ in Peter, Christ in James, Christ in John, that is the church.
这个是不是就是教会了呢？
Now, is that the church?
如果是的话，
If that is the case,
他们活在肉体里头的时候问题就大了。
If they live in their flesh, then we have a lot of problems.
所以什么是教会呢？
So what is the church?
是在彼得里面的基督减去彼得。
It is the Christ that's in Peter minus Peter.
加上在约翰里面的基督减去约翰。
Plus the Christ in John minus John.
再加上在 雅各里面的基督减去雅各
plus the Christ in James minus James
等于基督
that is Christ
等于教会
that is the church
所以你就看见说这些的圣经啊，就是给我们看见什么是教会呢？
So through the verse we can see what is the church
不错，教会是你与我，我们。
It's true church, it's you and I, it's us together.
但是实在说来, 也不是你也不是我。
Strict speaking, it's not you, it's not I either.
我们需要十字架对付我们。
We need the dealing of the cross.
是基督自己。
It's Christ himself.
所以有人说, 教会是基督的延长, the extension.
So some people say, church is the extension of Christ.
这个我是多说了一点。
These are the few extras.
为什么年轻的人？
For the young people's sake.
这一个身体怎么能满有基督长成的生命？
How can the church arrive at a place where the church is full of the measure, statue of the fullness which belongs to Christ?
第一,
First,
身体只有一个, 却有许多肢体。
Church is one, but it has many members.
这个身体啊, 是许多的肢体合成的。
This body has many, many members.
所以你要身体的长成啊, 只需要肢体都长大。
If the church is to grow, the individuals in that body all to grow.
身体要长大, 但是肢体不长。
If the body wants to grow and the members does not want to grow,
那么这个身体怎么长法?
Then how can that body grow?
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们每一个人的属灵的成长是非常重要的。
So brothers, individually, how we grow is most vital.
神已经把你放在
God has already placed you in the body of Christ.
我们不但是为着满足神的心, 我们要长大。
Not only for God's will, we all to grow.
我们也为着教会的缘故, 我们要长大。
Also for the church's sake, we need to grow.
因为如果我们不长大的话, 教会永远不能
If we do not grow, the church cannot be mature.
我已经说过，如果今天我们不长大的话，
if we don't grow,
对自己是亏损，
it is a loss to us,
对主是亏损，
it's a loss to the Lord.
在这里你要看见对教会也是一个极大的亏损，
it is a great loss to the church.
所以我们每一个弟兄姊妹，
so each of us individually,
我们需要追求属灵。
We all need individually seek to grow spiritually.
不是为着我们自己，
not for ourselves.
是为着我们的主，
it's for the Lord.
也是为着他的教会，
it is also for His church.
我们不能自暴自弃，
we cannot be self-satisfied.
我们不能说让别的弟兄姊妹长大，
or we cannot say, well, let them grow.
我们就是愿意永远做小孩，
and we just remain a babe or children.
这样就叫这个身体的长成发生了很大的难处。
It will affect the growth of the church.
今天教会那么慢的长大。
The church today is growing so slowly.
好像受了那个长大的阻力。
It is as though something's hindering its growth.
这个阻力就是在众弟兄姊妹的身上。
This hindrance is among the members of the body.
如果我们不愿意长大，
if we refuse to grow,
我们甘心做小孩子，
we want to remain as children,
我们都要人来喂养我，
we want people to feed and nourish us,
我们不肯起来负责任，
we do not want to be responsible,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们就影响了教会。
We affect the growth of the church.
所以嘛，我们每一个肢体都有责任。
Because individually, we all have the responsibility.
我盼望今天早晨，
I hope this morning,
每一个弟兄姊妹里面，
every one of us,
能看见你的责任。
We see that our individual responsibility.
所以，身体满有基督长成的身量，第一是需要每一个肢体要。
For the church to arrive at the full measure stature of the fullness which belongs to Christ individually, members, we need to grow.
那么连下去大就说了。
And further on he said,
而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子。
Even though there are many members, the body is one.
我就是说这底下的一句话，它的重点呢，是重在那个身体。
I believe this phrase, the emphasis is this word body.
上面这一句，那个重点是重在肢体。
The first phrase, the emphasis is members.
身体只有一个，却有许多的肢体。
There's one body, but many members.
所以那些的肢体都有责任。
So all those members, they have responsibility.
那么底下一句，他说，肢体虽多。
Now the next phrase, there are many members,
身子人是一个
but one body.
这个重是重在身体。
The emphasis here is the body.
换句话说，神要我们每一个肢体认识身体。
In other words, the Lord wants us to know and to see the body.
我们要看见说，我们不过是一个肢体。
We have to realize we are but a member.
我在这里追求。
I seek here,
但是我不过是一个肢体。
But I only am a member.
我如果没有看见这个身体的话，
If I do not see the body,
我这个长大有难处。
I will have difficulty with my growth.
不但不能长得平衡。
I will not grow in a normal way.
并且我这个长大是非常有限制。
And even my growth will be very limited.
再换一句话说。
Put another word.
我们这个人主义必须出去。
So the Lord needs to deal with our individualism.
当我们追求属灵成长的时候。
When we seek to grow spiritually.
越是在那些追求人的中间。
Particularly with those who are really seeking.
因为他追求属灵的成长。
Because they seek to be mature spiritually.
神也给他一点的恩典。
And the Lord has given them grace.
所以很容易养成一种的观念。
So that it's very easy for them to cultivate a concept.
就是说。
That is.
只有主和我。
It's only Lord and me.
我不需要其他的。
I don't need my brothers and
sisters. 我们听这句话就很疏离。
And when we heard this word, as though it sounds very spiritual.
有的弟兄姊妹说，我与弟兄姊妹都没有关系。
Some people say, I have nothing to do with my brothers and sisters.
我不需要他。
I don't need them.
我有主就够了吗？
The Lord Himself is enough.
所以他所有的这个属灵的经历，这个生活都是我与主，主与我。
So all his spiritual life is me and the Lord, Lord and me.
好像很属灵啊。
As though very spiritual.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
你就看见他已经违反了神的旨意。
But he already violated God's will.
因为神的旨意不过叫他做一个肢体。
Because God's will is not, is only for him to be a member.
并且不是一个单独的肢体。
But it's not an independent member.
乃是叫他与许多其他的肢体在一个身体的里面。
But it's for him to be fitted into the body with other members.
所有的肢体都是配合起来。
All the members in the body, they are properly fitted together.
这样就给你看见说，一面你是有限的。
And once you realize your own limitation.
另外一面给你看见你是属于身体。
And you are conscious that you belong to the body.
你不能做一个单独的人。
You cannot be an individual person.
在属灵的追求上，你不能做一个单独的人。
Spiritually, you cannot be an individual.
在属灵的侍奉上，你不能做一个单独的人。
In service, serving Lord, we cannot remain as individuals.
这一个单独的主义必须受十字架的罪。
Individualism needs to be dealt with by the cross.
为着我们最终的这个单独啊，没有被神对付。
It's because we are so individualistic and not being dealt with by the cross.
所以你看见说，越追求属灵的人，他们越不能与弟兄姊妹配搭。
Those who think they are spiritual, somehow they are not able to be fitted with other brothers and sisters.
这是一个畸形的发展。
This is an abnormal development.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们要看见基督的身体啊，满有基督长成的身量。
We have to see that the body of Christ is full of the measure and fullness of Christ, which belong to Christ.
我们每一个神的儿女要看见他不过是一个肢体。
We all need to recognize we are but a member.
他是属于那个身体。
But they belong to the body.
他必须与其他的肢体要彼此联络做肢体。
We need to be fitly related, properly related with other members of the body.
他一面要接受其他肢体的供应。
We receive the a ministry supply from other members.
我们另外面我们要供应其他的肢体。
And we also supply other members in the body.
目的不是我个人的长大。
The purpose is not my own individual development.
不是我个人的造就。
It's not my own spirituality.
目的是要这个身体能得着造就。
The purpose is for the body to be edified.
我相信这个是一个我们需要看见。
This, I believe, we need to see.
第三。
Third.
要这个身体满有基督长成的身量，我们必定要持定元首。
For this body to arrive as full measure stature which belongs to Christ, we need to hold fast to the head.
在哥罗西第二章里面。
Colossians 2. 19.
我们把这个反面的这个不字，我们不去念它。
So the negative word will not read.
持定元首。
Holding fast to the head.
全身既然靠着它紧紧的相助联络。
But from whom the entire body being supplied and held together.
就应神大的长进。
Joint and ligament grow with the growth which is from God.
这个身体啊，要它长大，满有基督长成的身量。
If this body is to grow, so the body can arrive at the full measure stature which belongs to Christ.
有一个很重要的事。
There is one very important thing.
就是我们每一个肢体要持定元首。
That is, each as individually, we must hold fast to the head.
我们知道元首是指做基督说。
We know the head refers to Christ.
不是彼得。
It's not Peter.
也不是亚波罗。
It's not Apollo.
也不是保罗。
It's not Paul.
元首只有一位。
There's only one head.
乃是基督。
It is Christ.
我们每一个人要抓住这个基督。
We all need to hold fast to the head.
我们每一个人要伏在元首基督的底下。
We all need to submit under his headship.
这样的话我们就联络起来了。
Then we'll be properly fitted together.
这样我们就能彼此供应了。
Then we'll be a joint supply.
你知道吗
?Brothers and sisters,
我们谈到身体合一的时候
,when we talk about the oneness of the body,
许多的时候我们忘记了元首。
Because oftentimes we forget the head.
我怎样与我的弟兄姊妹联合起来。
How can I be joined to my brothers and sisters?
我知道说我们每一个神的儿女不能单独。
We know we cannot live individually.
我要与弟兄姊妹要联合起来。
We need to be joined together.
我们怎么联合起来呢
？How we to be joined together?
是不是我连于你，你连于我
？Is it I join you, you join me?
那换一句话说，我们的联合是平面的。
So our join is horizontal.
我们这样就联络起来了。
And we join together this way.
今天的难处就在这里。
This today is our problem.
今天在神的儿女中
，Among God's people today，
谈合一的时候
，When they talk about unity，
都是平面的。
It's all horizontal.
换一句话说
，In other words，
我与你连，你与我连。
You join me, I join you.
因为你的性格与我的性格相同。
Because your temperament is like my temperament.
你所喜欢的真理也是我所喜欢的真理。
The truth that you love and same as
你所习惯的那种聚会的方式也是我做得舒服的。
The meeting you accustomed to the same as mine, suit my taste.
所以我们联合起来。
And therefore we join together.
我们合一。
We are one.
你知道这样的合一就是分离。
This kind of oneness is indeed divisiveness.
是不是呢
？Isn't that true?
你这样的合一就是把神的儿女一个一个都分离起来。
The way you unite this way, actually you are dividing God's people.
这一个联合是虚假的。
This alliance is artificial.
唯一的联合必须是直线。
But the oneness is vertical.
我们每一个人要持定元首。
We need to hold fast to the head individually.
那么在元首的底下，我们就联合。
Then under is it under his headship, then we can become one.
所以这里说，持定元首，全身都靠他联络的合适。
Hold fast to the head, and.It's from him that the body one and grow together.
我们必须要持定元首。
We have to hold fast to the head.
你也持定元首。
You hold fast to the head.
我也持定元首。
I hold fast to the head.
你让基督做你的头。
You allow Christ to be your head.
你自己不做头。
You are not the head.
我也让基督做我的头。
I let the Lord be the head.
我放下我的意见。
I let go my own concepts.
当我们这样的时候。
And when you arrive at this place,
我们在基督里面就联合起来。
Then in Him, we are one.
不单这样。
More than that.
他说他要相助。
Held together.
Help
together.
不单是 hold together, no, help together.
Held together.
Help.
Help together. Okay.
Okay. 我们不单是好像大家联络起来。
But we're not only be held together.
并且我们就开始就彼此相助。
Then we support help each other.
所以你要看见说在侍奉上也是一样。
So is when we serve each other.
我们在侍奉上如果不持定元首的话，
In our service, if we are not holding fast to the head,
你如果侍奉的时候你就不能配搭起来。
So in our service, one to another, we cannot be fitted together.
你要照你的意思去供应。
You want to do it your way.
我要照我的意思去供应。
I'll serve my own way.
那你就看见说，在侍奉上，我们也是各走各的路。
And also in service, the Lord, we all go our individual way.
我们不能彼此相助。
We cannot mutually support.
叫这个神在我们里面能增长起来。
That the growth which is from God can grow in us.
所以我们需要持定元首。
So we need to hold fast to the head.
第四。
Four.
我们需要竭力保守圣灵所赐的合一。
We need to diligently keep in the unity of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你要一个身体长大。
You want the body to grow.
最基本的问题。
The most fundamental question.
这个肢体啊，就需要在身体里面。
The first is that this member must belong to the body.
如果我们这些肢体啊，一个在东，一个在西。
If the body is scattered one here, one there.
好像我记得。恐怕就是 Lance 讲的，我忘记了。
Probably this is from Brother Lance.
如果你走到一个地方去，看见一个脚啊，一个脚在门口。
And if you go to a place, you only see the feet lying there.
你走到楼梯上，你又看见一个手在楼梯上。
And you go upstairs, you saw an arm lying there.
你如果走到房间里头，看见一个耳朵在床上。
And you go into the bed, you saw there's one ear there.
差不多是这样。
Something like that.
那你如果看见这个东西的时候，恐怕你马上就逃了。
If you see such sight, the first thing you do, you run away.
所以你就看见说，要这个身体啊，有正当的长大。
If the church is vital, is to have its normal growth.
我们所有的肢体啊，必须合一。
There should be a unity of the members.
所以在保罗他在那里讲到这个经历方面的时候。
Paul talk about experience.
这个荣耀的教会是怎样建立的呢？
How is this glorious church being built?
他说我们要竭力保守圣灵里头的合一。
He said we need to diligently keeping the unity of the Spirit.
感谢赞美主。
Praise God.
有一个合一是圣灵已经赐给我们。
The unity is already given to us by the Holy Spirit.
我们不需要用方法来带进合一。
We don't need any method to bring us into this unity.
今天神的儿女都知道我们应当合一。
We all know that we all need to be united.
所以你今天看见在基督教里有用种种的方法要把神的儿女联合起来。
So today there are all kinds of ways and methods to bring God's people together.
但是在神的话语给我们看见说神已经把合一赐给了。
But in God's word, through God's word, we are told that unity is already given to us.
所以这里说圣灵的合一。
The unity of the Spirit
是已经赐给我们。
It's something already given to us.
我们所需要的是竭力的保守它。
And what we need is to diligently keeping it.
你不能保守你所没有的。
You cannot keep what you do not have.
如果你所有的是很平常的，
if what you have is something very ordinary,
你也不必尽力去保守。
You don't need to keep it diligently.
如果在你口袋里头只有两个铜板的话，
if you only have two pennies in your pocket,
你在外面走路的时候，你这个手
And when you walk this, down the street, you don't need to put your hand in your pocket. But if in your pocket there's 100,000, I'm sure your hands will be touching your pocket all the time. You are diligently keeping it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
有什么比合业更宝贵?
What is more precious than unity?
神在圣灵里所赐给我们的合业是非常宝贵的。
The gift of the unity and the Spirit is most precious.
可以说，这个身体能不能长大，满有基督的圣量，就系在这个上面。
Whether the body can arrive at its full measure, stature which belongs to Christ, rests right here.
但是感谢神，这个合约已经给了我们。
But thank God, this unity is already given to us.
所有信主耶稣的人已经有了这个合约。
We who believe in the Lord Jesus, we already possess this.
是不是呢？
Isn't that true?
你一信主耶稣，
Once you believe,
两个感觉，
there are two sensings in your heart.
第一，
First,
你感觉神是你的父。
First, you know God now is your Father.
你能说阿爸,
you can call God as Abba Father.
有一个亲密的关系,
there is an intimateness there.
你是他的儿女,
you are His children.
他是你的父亲,
He is our Father.
第二个感觉,
second, same thing.
你碰到一个信主的人,
when you meet under believer,
你从来不认识他,
you never met before.
但是你碰到一个信主的人,
but when you meet someone who is a believer,
你知道他也是信主的,
you know that he's also a believer.
你里面就跳起来了,
your heart pump.
好像玛利亚向伊丽莎白请安的时候，玛利亚推着约翰就跳起来。
How just like Elizabeth greet Mary, and then the Mary greet Elizabeth, and then the babe in the womb jump.
深处与深处响应起来。
There is a deep calling unto the deep.
你就看见说，你一看见个弟兄姊妹啊，那真是亲密啊。
Then once you see another brother, there's a really intimateness there.
我坐飞机来的时候啊，
when I came on the plane,
坐在我旁边的一位太太。
And there's a lady next to me.
她还没有信主,
not quite, not a believer.
那么我与她在那里谈谈的时候,
so we have conversation.
因为还有其他的姊妹啊弟兄在一个飞机上。
Because there are other brothers and sisters on the same flight.
她看见我们的情形,
and he observed our relationship.
她就说一句话,
he said one thing.
她说你们信主的人啊, 那个亲密啊, 亲爱啊, 比亲生的,
he said, your intimacy, your love is more than the relationship of the blood relationship, more deeper.
这是自然的,
that is natural.
因为我们在一个身体里面,
because we are in that body.
每一个信主的人都有这样,
we all have this.
所以底下就给我们看见,
and then Paul went further.
什么是圣灵的合约?
What is the unity of the Spirit?
他这里告诉我们七个一,
there are seven ones.
他说, 以弗所第四章,
Ephesians chapter 4,
身子只有一个,
there's one body.
圣灵只有一个,
there's one Spirit.
正如你们梦召同有一个指望,
just as you were also called with one hope of your calling.
这三个一都是在圣灵里头的。These
three ones are all in the Spirit.
我们今天成了一个身体,
today we are the body.
是谁把我们成了一个身体?
How are we arrived? How are we arrived at this one body?
在哥林多前书第12章13节,
at 1 Corinthians 12:13,
告诉我们说，我们在一个灵里面形成一个身体。
That we are told is by one Spirit we are baptized into one body.
当我们信主的时候，
after we've been saved,
圣灵不但在我们里面重生了我们，
the Holy Spirit not only give us a spiritual birth,
进到基督的身体。
At the same time, baptize us into the body of Christ.
所以这个身体啊，是圣灵的进把我们进城。
This body is through the baptism of the Holy Spirit we baptize into it.
身体只有一个。
There's one body.
圣灵并没有把我们进成好几个身体。
The Holy Spirit never baptized us into many bodies.
一个身体。
There's one body.
一位圣灵。
One spirit.
同时在圣灵的里面给我们一个指望。
There's only one hope of calling.
你知道我们的指望是什么？
What is the hope of our calling?
我们今天是基督的身体。
Today we are the body of Christ.
当这个身体长大成人的时候，
When this body is fully mature,
我们的新郎就要回来接这个身体做他的新妇。
Then the bridegroom, our bridegroom, will come and take the church as his bride.
这个身体如果不长大的话，
if the church, if the body will not grow up,
没有基督长成的身量，
there is not the full measure and stature which belong to Christ.
我们的主是长成的身量。
Our Christ is full a measure of stature.
他不能娶一个婴孩。
He cannot marry a child.
所以这个婴孩一定要长大。
So this child needs to grow.
这个身体要长大。
This body needs to grow.
要满有像主一样的长成的身体。
It should grow into the same measure stature like Christ.
换一句话说，基督要成形在教会里面。
In other words, Christ will be formed in the church.
这样就配得起来了。
Then they can be one.
这样我们的主就要来娶她做他的新妇。
Then the Christ will claim her as his bride.
如果教会不长大的话，
if the church will not grow,
这是主还没有来一个主要的原因。
That's one of the reasons why he delays in his coming.
不是他不要来。
It's not that he does not want to come.
他巴不得现在就来。
He wished to come even right now.
但是他不能抱着一个小孩子来结婚。
But he cannot embrace a child and marry a child.
所以我们梦到的盼望就是能长大成人做幸福。
So the hope of our calling is for us to grow, to be mature, and to be bride for Christ.
所以这个三个都是在圣灵里的。
So these three are in the Spirit.
那么底下又是三个。
Then there are three other ones.
一主一信一喜。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
这一个是在圣子里面。
This we find in God the Son.
这里告诉我们说，我们只有一位主。
This says there's only one Lord.
是的。
Yes.
只有一位主。
We only have one Lord.
耶稣是我们的主。
Jesus Christ, He is our Lord.
除了他，我们没有别的主。
Apart from Him, there's no other Lord.
一心。
One faith.
我们只有一个信。
There's only one faith.
这个只说基本的信心。
This has to do with our fundamental faith.
我们相信他是基督。
We believe he is Christ.
他是神的儿子。
And he is the Son of God.
我们都相信。
We have to believe.
没有这个信，我们不能得救。
Without this faith, we cannot be saved.
一洗。
One baptism.
我们因着信他的缘故。
Because we believe in him.
我们就受洗归入他的名。
And we baptize into him.
我们属于他。
We belong to him.
这里不是注意怎么洗法。
It's not the manner how we are baptized.
这里是注意说你是归给主了。
It is, means you belong to him.
你有一个公开的见证。
You have an open testimony.
你是属于主的。
You belong to him.
这个我们都有了。
This we all have.
你的主就是我的主。
Your law is my law.
一个主。
One law.
你的信就是我的信。
Your faith is my faith.
一个信。
One thing.
你的洗就是我的洗。
Your baptism is my baptism.
我们都归入基督。
We all baptize into Christ.
我们是合一的。
We are one.
那么最后。
Lastly.
一神就是众人的父。
One God, the Father of all.
我们只有一位神。
There's only one God.
这位神是我们众人的父。
This God is the Father of all.
他是超乎众人之长，关乎众人之中，也住在众人之中。
Who is over all and through all and in all.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在这个三位三而一的神里面，我们已经合一了。
In this triune God, we are already one.
在圣灵的外面没有合一。
Apart from the Spirit, Holy Spirit, there is no oneness.
在神的儿子的外面没有合一。
Apart from the Son of God, there is no oneness.
在父神的外面没有合一。
Apart from God the Father, there is no oneness.
真正的合一乃是在三而一的神里面。
The real oneness is within the triune God himself.
三而一的神怎样是一？
How the triune God is one in himself.
所以我们在这三而一的神里面，我们都是一。
And in him we are also one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看这一个合一是何等宝贵。
You see how wonderful, how precious is this one.
我们要极力去保守。
And therefore we need to keep it diligently.
因为我们很容易失去。
Because it's easy to lose it.
当我们不在圣灵里的时候,
if we do not abide in the Spirit,
当我们不是见耶稣的时候,
if we do not see the Lord Jesus,
当我们在神之外有所追求的时候,
if we seek other things than God Himself,
就把这个合一就失落,
then we lose this unity.
很容易失落。
It's so easy to let go.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要站住。
So therefore, we need to stand firm.
我们要站在圣灵的合一的。
We need to stand in the oneness that's already ours in the Spirit.
不管我们的背景是什么。
No matter how what our background is.
不管我们聚会的方式是什么。
No matter how we meet.
不管我们的经历是什么,
no matter how our experiences were,
不管我们对圣经的解说是什么,
no matter how we interpret the scripture,
最少在这个七个里面是一的,
but at least in these seven ones we are one.
这样我们就站在这一个合一的方面,
then we stand firmly on this oneness.
我们应当彼此接纳,
then we all to receive one another.
所以在罗马书上里头说,
so Roman we're told,
你们要彼此接纳, 彼此接纳，像基督接纳你们一样。
We need to receive one another as Christ has received us.
基督接纳了我们。
Christ has received us.
我们要彼此接纳。
Then we need to receive one another.
我们都是弟兄姊妹。
We are all brothers and sisters.
我们要学习彼此相爱。
We need to learn to love one another.
这并不是说。
That does mean
我们在真道上
That doesn't mean we have already arrived at the faith.
这里是the faith.
The faith.
The faith和one faith是不同的.
The faith and one faith, there's a difference.
这个一信啊,是指做基本的信仰说的. Basic.
The faith.
One faith.
One faith is the basic fundamental faith.
耶稣是基督,
it is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God.
我们主的身位和他的工作.
It is His person and His work.
这个我们每一个得救的人都相信.
This, everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus, say, we believe that.
第一次,我们中文圣经奉真道, 这个the faith, 那就是犹大书里头为着一次传给圣徒的正道有激烈的争辩是那一个东西。
This the faith is what we find in Jude, therefore this the faith we have to contend, we have to defend it.
这个是做整个的信仰说。
This has to do with the totality of faith.
就是 整个神的话语,
it's the whole truth that's revealed in this book.
我们相信这个整个的真理,
we believe this whole truth.
我们接受整个的真理,
we believe this whole truth.
这个叫做the faith.
This is what we call the faith.
我们今天在这个the faith上面, 还没有达到合一的地方。
But today we have not attained a right at the faith.
因为有的人对圣经这一段是这样解释的。
because we have different interpretation.
有的人对圣经这一段是那样解说的。
Some interpret this way, some interpret another way.
我们的解说啊，在神的儿女中很多的不同。
So among God's people, there are many interpretations.
都是爱主。
They all love the Lord.
但是个人有个人的解说。
But they all have their own individual interpretation.
我常常喜欢提这件事。
I like to mention this.
因为有一年我到南美洲去。
One year, our brother went to South America.
我在秘鲁。
He went to Peru.
我就跟着一对美国的夫妇啊，我们在那个阿马逊这个 river， 我们坐在小船上去探望弟兄姊妹。
And our brother got into a boat with another American missionary couple, and they visit along the Amazon River.
在我要走的时候啊，这一班本地的弟兄姊妹，他们有一个特会。
And before I left, the natives, they have a special meeting.
他们从乡村里头啊，经过这种的森林啊，都走来了。
And they come from their villages and through the forest they came.
因为那个地方啊，没有路的。
Because there were no roads there.
我们坐飞机进去。
We flew into that place.
那么很多本地的弟兄姊妹从各地都来。
There are many of the native brothers and sisters came from various places.
我第二天早晨就要走。
The next day I was to depart.
所以他们就请我第一天晚上开会的时候。他要我说话。
And so they asked our brother to share the first evening of their gathering.
但是在没有吃晚饭之前。
Just before we had our evening meal.
在另外一个乡村呢，一个宣教士，一个英国宣教士，他也来参加这个。
So another missionary from England from another village came to this conference meeting.
那么我们没有吃饭的时候啊，你在一起吃饭呢？
So before we eat, we get ready to have our meal together.
我们就谈谈了。
Then we share.
这个弟兄啊，就开始审问我了。
And this brother examined our brother.
他一个问题一个问题来问我。
And he questioned our brother one after another.
我心里很有数。
And I was very cautious.
我知道他的背景。
I know his background.
我也知道他这些问题啊。一定要慢慢集中到一个问题上。
Because all these questions are leading to the main question he wants to ask.
所以我尽量的，在那里稍微答应一点。
So I try to avoid, try to answer as simply as I can.
讲了一下，那个问题来了。
Then sooner later, that one question came.
他说：“你对于对齐怎么看法？”
He said, "What is your view on rupture?"
我知道他对于对齐的看法。
I know the way he interpret rupture.
因为他们一派的人都是这样解释。
So that group, that is their interpretation.
但是我实在，我里面对于这种的解说不满意。
But I do not quite satisfied with the way they interpret rupture.
我也不能劝他。
I cannot, I have to be honest with them.
所以我就很，圆通的说一句话。
So I was very honest with them.
我说我相信我们都要被提的。
I believe we all will be raptured.
他说是几次被提。
He said how many times?
是战前被提，战中被提，战后被提。
Is it pre-tribulation, mid-tribulation, or post-tribulation?
我知道他要问我这个。
I know he will ask that question.
但是我也没有办法，装假。
I have no way to avoid it.
所以我说弟兄啊。
I said brother.
我对于这个背题的看法是这样这样的。
This is the way how I look at rapture.
啊，他说你不信圣经。
And then he accused me for not believing the Bible.
我说弟兄，我信圣经与你一样信圣经的。
Then I said, my brother, I believe the Bible just as much you believe the Bible.
但是我们对圣经的解说，大家看法不同。
But the way we interpret the Bible, we don't see quite the same way.
我说如果神有一天给我看见我这一种的看法不对，我愿意改。
If the Lord give me light and I discover what I know is wrong, I'm willing to adjust.
他说你不信圣经。
He said, you don't believe the Bible.
等到吃好饭我们去聚会了。
After we finish our meal, we went to the meeting.
我们走在路上。
on the way.
他在我旁边,
he was next to me.
他说, 你如果讲, 我就不讲,
he said, if you share tonight, I will never preach.
你如果讲, 我就不讲,
if you share, I will not share.
哎, 我心里, 很重要,
I was very grieved.
弟兄要我讲,
the brethren want me to share.
但是这一位弟兄,
and this brother, he is just next village.
我明天就走了,
and tomorrow I'll be leaving. But he's there forever. He's there for a long time.
那我怎么可以, 我讲他就不讲呢?
How can it, that I speak and he will not speak?
所以我就对一位与我, 我去探望的这个弟兄说, 我不讲。
So I told my host, he said, I don't want to speak tonight.
这样他就可以讲了,
so he can speak.
第二天呢，这个本地的弟兄们很不满意。
And the next day, the native brothers and sisters, they were not very happy.
他们开会要来问这个问题, 为什么江弟兄不讲?
They wanted to know why Brother Stephen Kong didn't speak last night.
感谢主，我坐飞机走掉。
Thank God, the next day I flew and I took off.
在这里给我们看见一件事。
Here we see one thing.
我们在真道上还没有达到那个合一。
We have not arrived at the faith yet.
这是一个事实。
This is a reality.
不但在真道上我们还没有达到合一。
Not only we have not arrived at the faith.
我们在认识神儿子上也没有达到合一。
Even in our knowledge of God's Son, we have not arrived at yet.
这里的认识是指着经历上的认识。
This knowing is the experience part that we know from experience.
神的儿女,
not only we do not, we are not one in interpretation.
神的儿女,
even in our experience, we all are different.
因着经历的不同,
because we experience differently, that caused division. What we already have, why we say we don't have it yet.
我们已经有的要守住。
What we have to keep diligently.
我们没有的, 我们要去追求。
And what we don't have, we need to seek, we need to pursue.
亲爱的弟兄们,
brothers and sisters,
你看见在这一段圣经里面,
we see in this passage of scripture,
两个合一,
there are two unities.
体系, 两次,
it mentioned twice.
一次在第三节,
once in verse 3.
在圣灵里的合一,
the unity of the Spirit.
一次在十三节,
once in 13.
达到在真道和认识神儿子里面的合一,
until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of Son of God.
其实合一只有一个,
actually, there is only one unity.
不是两个合一,
there is no two unities.
这是合一的两端,
that means the two ends of one unity.
从头这一端要我们达到那一端,
as from this end of unity we arrive at this other end.
这一个合一的开端是圣灵里的合一,
the beginning of this unity is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的合一我们已经有了,
the unity that's already given to us in the Spirit is ours.
我们应当从这里开始,
we have to begin there.
我们来维持它,
we need to keep it.
不管我们在圣经里解释怎么不同,
doesn't matter how we interpret God's word.
不管我们在经历上怎么不同,
no matter how we are different in our experiences.
我们都是属于主的人,
we all belong to Christ.
所以我们是一,
therefore we are one.
我们要从这里开始,
so we begin here.
我们大家交通,
we fellowship.
不因为大家看法不同经历不同就不交通了,
not because we interpret differently, we have different experiences, and we therefore we don't fellowship.
我们就彼此不记答了,
then we will not receive each other.
我们要交通,
we need fellowship.
我把我所认识的基督交通给你,
I share the Christ I know.
你把你所认识基督的交通给我,
you share the Christ that you know.
你把你所认识的真理交通给我,
you share the truth you know.
我把我所认识的真理交通给你,
and I share the truth I know.
如果这样交通的话,
if we fellowship,
慢慢慢慢,
gradually,
就达到在真道和认识神而且
可以 we will eventually arrive at the unity of the faith.
否则你怎么达到呢？
Otherwise, how can we arrive there?
我们应当交通。
We need fellowship.
但是不要坚持。
But we not insist.
不要说因为我是这样看法，你必须这样看法。
And because I look at this way, you have to agree with me.
你如果不是这样看法，不交通。
If you don't look the same way as I do, there's no fellowship.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们不要坚持。
We must not insist.
我们要虚心。
We have to be humble.
我们肯接受。
We need to receive.
弟兄姊妹给你的交通。
What?Brothers and sisters, share with us.
你带到主面前。
We take it before
the Lord. 看看是不是出于主。
We seek the Lord and find out if it is of the Lord.
如果是出于主，你应当接受。
If it's of the Lord, we must receive.
如果不是出于主，你可以拒绝。
If it's not of the Lord, then we will reject it.
如果我们弟兄姊妹能这样的话，
if we can do it this way,
我们就能达到在真道和认识神儿子的合一。
Then we can arrive at the unity which of the faith.
但是可惜
Unfortunately,
我们今天把这一个两端反过来
But we reverse these two ends of the unity.
我们一碰到一个信主的人
So the moment we meet another believer,
也许我们第一个问题问说你信不信主耶稣
Probably the first question we ask, are you a believer?
但是第二个问题
But the second question,
我们第一个问题不够满意
The first question, we are not satisfied with the first question.
我们第二个问题。
We follow with the second question.
那么你所受的是滴水呢，还是浸水？
Your baptism is sprinkling or immersed?
你有没有说过方言？
Have you ever spoken in tongues?
你对于这个666怎么解释？
What is the interpretation of 666?
弟兄姊妹，你就看见了。
Brothers, you see.
当你所碰到的他对你的看法不同的时候。
So when he, what he sees is different from yours.
或者他的经历他们还没有。
If he has not the experience that you have.
那我们不能交通。
Then somehow you feel there's no fellowship.
我们不一样的。
We are not the same.
我们不交通。
We cannot fellowship.
如果这样的话。
If that is the case.
永远不会达到在真道上。和认识神儿子的合一。
We will never arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of Son of God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
要这个身体长大
，for this body to grow and to be mature,
我们必须要竭力保守圣灵所赐。
We need to diligently keep the unity of the Spirit.
然后往这个真道和认识神儿子的合一里去。
They move toward the unity of the faith and the knowledge of Son of God.
我没有时间。
I have no time.
如果有时间的话，我一直可以讲下去。
If I have time, I can continually share.
我要给你们看见说，如果你能这样的彼此进啊，很稀奇。
If we can receive one another, you'll be surprised.
不用争执。
We don't need to fight.
我们会达到在真道。和认识神儿子的合一里去。
Then we will arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of Son of God.
但是我就要一定要讲下去。
Then I have to continue.
我们不但要竭力保守圣灵里的合一。
We not only need to diligently keep the unity of the Spirit.
我们必须要接受神给教会的重职。
We need to receive all the ministries God has given to the church.
以弗所第四章告诉我们说
Ephesians 4 tell us,
这位升天的主
this risen Lord,
他爱他的教会
He loves the church.
他要他的教会长大
He wants the church to grow.
所以他就赐给教会
So he gave the church
四种的人
He four category of people.
使徒
Apostle
先知
Prophets,
传福音的
evangelists,
牧师和教师
and pastors and teachers.
牧师和教师其实是一种人。
Actually, pastors and teachers are one class of people.
很可惜，这个地方是唯一翻圣经的人把这个原文翻作 pastor， 翻成牧师。
This is where the translator they translated as pastor.
在其他的地方都是翻成牧羊。
And most translate shepherd.
所以实在说起来，这里第四种的人是牧人和教师。
And actually, the four class of these gifts are shepherds, and teachers.
神把这四种的人当作恩赐赐给教会。
God gave these four classes of people as gifts to the church.
他们都是话语的指示。
They all had the ministry of the word.
因为那能造就教会的是神的恩典。
Because what can edify the church is God's word of grace.
所以这四种的人都是话语的知识。
So all these four gifts are gifts of, for the ministry of God's word.
神把这四种的人赐给众教会。
God gave these four classes of people to all the churches.
他们就把神的话来供应这个神。
And they minister God's word to them.
他这样的供应是为着什么原因呢？
Why they minister to the church?
他要成全圣徒。
Is to equip the saints.
这个成全这个字在原文里头有两种不同的意义。
Now this word equip has two meanings in the original language.
就做生命来说，那是 perfect, mature, 那是成熟。
As far as the experience, life is to perfect us, to mature us.
就做工作来说是 equip 装配。
As far as work is concerned, is to equip them.
所以你在这里看见说这四种的知识。
So you can see there are four ministries.
他们的工作就是一面要叫圣徒在生命上能长大。
On one hand is for the growth of the church in life.
另外一面叫他们在恩赐工作上有一点装备。
And it's also to equip them with gifts for the church.
这一个是他们的工作。
This is their work.
没有一个指示是完全的。
No ministry is complete in itself.
所以神给教会四种不同的知识。
So the Lord has given the church four different kinds of ministries.
教会应当接受神的众知识。
Church need to receive all the gifts given to the church by God.
这样这个身体就长得美好。
Then this body can grow in a normal way.
如果教会只接受一种的知识的话，
If the church only receives a particular kind of ministry,
这一个身体就是一个畸形的发展。
This, there will be an abnormal growth.
不会成了一个完整的身体。
It cannot grow in a balanced way.
所以这个也是保守我们在身体长大的一个主要的原因。
This is one of the important factors for the church to grow to mature.
今天教会不能好好的长大。
Today the church cannot grow in its proper way.
因为神的儿女拣选这个知识，弃绝那个知识。
Because we choose one ministry and rejecting another ministry.
有人说我是说保罗。
So some say I belong to Paul.
我只接受保罗的知识。
I only want to receive Paul's ministry.
他是唯一的知识。
He is the only ministry.
有他的知识，我就完全。
If he, you are only in his ministry to complete me.
那么有人说我是说亚波罗。
Then some say I'm Apollos.
我只接受亚波罗的知识。
I only recognize Apollos' ministry.
有他的知识就是完全的。
He has a complete ministry.
保罗说。
Paul said.
保罗是你们的。
Paul is yours.
亚波罗也是你们。
Apollos is yours.
西法也是你们。
Cephas also yours.
全世界都是你们。
The world is yours.
你们是基督。
You are in Christ.
基督是谁？
And Christ in God.
亲爱的弟兄。
Brothers and sisters.
这些的知识。
All these ministries.
他们的工作不是自己建造教会。
Their ministry, their work is not to build the church in a direct way.
他们的知识是间接的建造身体。
Their work and ministry is indirect in building God's church.
他们是叫圣徒众圣徒长大壮肥。
It is for the church. Their ministry is for them to grow in life and to equip them.
那么底下
and following
就告诉我们说
and we are told.
为要成全圣徒，故尽其职，建立基督的身体。
4:12. It's for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ.
在这里给我们看见说，他们来成全圣徒
is to equip the saints
为着一个知识
for one ministry.
那个知识不是这四种的知识，话语的知识。That special ministry is not the four.
Yes. Okay. This ministry is not the other four ministry we mentioned before.
这里固定几词在原文里头，就是为着那一个知识。
Yes.
那个知识是指着身体的知识。
Yes.This work of service, this ministry is for the building of the body of Christ.
这是 body ministry.
This is body ministry.
所以懂得圣经的人。
So those who know the scripture.
他说这里的职，不仅仅是这个职啊，不是上面这些人。
Yeah, this work of ministry, serve is not the above mentioned.
是这些人工作的结果。
Is the result of the above ministry.
因着众圣徒得到造就。
Because all the saints has been helped to build up.
所以有一个知识啊，从身体里头产生出来。
So there is ministry that belongs to the body.
这个知识不是加到身体上去。
This ministry is something, not something from the outside coming into the church.
这个知识从身体里头产生出来。
This ministry arrives within the church, grows in the church.
所以称为 body ministry, 身体的知识。
So this is what we call the body ministry.
我们中文就翻成固定定期制。
This is the work for the servant.
每一个人都尽他的责任。
Everybody is a joint of supply.
因为每一个肢体都要发生功用。
Because every function, member, each member has to function.
我们每一个肢体呀，生命都长大了。
Because every member is growing.
我们每一个肢体都得到装备了。
Every member is equipped.
那每一个肢体就起来尽。
That every member is now fulfilling his place in the body functioning.
这个叫做身体的知识。
This is what we call the body ministry.
只有这个身体的知识是直接建立基督的身体。
Only this body ministry directly build up the church.
今天的难处
Today's problem.
人依靠那些话语的知识。
We rely on the ministry of the word.
要那些话语的知识来建立基督的身体。
We rely on those ministries to build up the body of Christ.
而我们这些做肢体的人，我们都不足用。
Because and then we, the rest of the body of Christ, we are not functioning.
就是为着这个缘故，这个基督的身体不能长大。
It's because this, the body is not growing.
什么时候？所有的弟兄姊妹
whenever the brothers and sisters
不管你是大的肢体是小的肢体
whether you are a big member or a small member
我们都能起来进功用
if we all rise up and we function together
在那里你看见教会
then you see the church there
在那里这个身体就在爱中
Then the body is building itself up in love.
就能满有基督长成的身体。
Then it will be full of the measure stature which belongs to Christ.
或者你要问一个问题。
Most likely you will ask a question.
不错，在启示里面，这个荣耀的教会已经在哪里？
As far as in God's revelation, we see the church has already arrived at its glorious place.
在地上经历的上面是应当往这个方向走。
But the experience, we all to head in that direction.
应当回到 那个意象里面。
We all need to go back to that original revelation.
但是按照我们的观察，好像刚刚走的路是相反。
In our observation, as we go the opposite way,
好像说神的儿女越过越不能在正道和认识神儿子里面合一。
As though the more we move on, we cannot attain that unity of the faith.Of the knowledge of Son of God.
好像尤其到了幕后的时间呢，你就看见教会荒凉。
As though as we move toward the end of this, we see the ruins of the church.
我们看见教会进到老底家那种的光景。
As the Lord, the church has fallen into the condition of Laodicea.
那么怎么会到有一天教会是满有基督长成的身量？
When can church arrive at that full measure stature which belongs to Christ?
所以有一天
One day
当我们亲爱的你弟兄在英国与Spark弟兄在一起的时候
When Brother Lee in England he and Brother Sparks were together
史弟兄就问他一个问题
Brother Sparks asked Brother Lee a question
他说在圣经里头哪一章是最难完成的
He said, which chapter in the scripture is most difficult to see its fulfillment?
你弟兄说以弗所第四章。
But then he said, Ephesians chapter 4.
他说我在那里读圣经读了多少遍。
He said, I read that passage many, many times.
我读罗马书我心里很平安。
When I read the book of Romans, I have such peace.
但是我读到以弗所第四章我心里着急。
But when I read chapter 4 of Ephesians, I'm very anxious in my spirit.
我不知道这个圣经怎么能应验。
I do not know when this passage will be fulfilled.
什么时候神的儿女真能达到在正道上和认识神儿子的合一了？
When can God's people truly arrive at this unity of faith and of the knowledge of Son of God?
什么时候教会才能满有基督长成的身量。
When will the church arrive at its full measure and stature which belongs to Christ?
照人看不可能。
With men it is not possible.
怎么能应验？
How can it be fulfilled?
如果这个不应验的话，基督怎么能来呢？
If this is not fulfilled, how can our Lord return?
严重的问题。
A very solemn question faces us here.
我与你弟兄在一起初期的时候
In my early days with Brother Neem,
我也问他一个问题
I asked him a question.
我问的不是第四章，我问的是第五章。
What I asked is not in chapter 4, but in chapter 1.
我说在第
Chapter 5.
我说在第五章里面
In chapter 5
基督爱教会
Christ loved the church
为教会舍己
gave himself for the church
他用水基督道把教会洗净
He washed the church with the word
叫他圣洁无瑕疵
So that he will be without blame, without wrinkle
成了一个荣耀的教会
will become a glorious church
能献给他自己做他的妻子
And can, he can take her as to be his wife.
我问你弟兄,
I ask for the name.
我说这句圣经怎么应验法?
How would this passage fulfill?
照我看是没有办法应验。
I look at it as though it's impossible.
我越看教会的光景,
the more I look at the church condition,
我越觉得不荣耀。
I look at it's not the glorious church.
越看教会的光景,
the more I look at the church condition,
瑕疵越看越多。
It is full of blame, full of spots.
没有圣洁。
It is not holy.
如果这样的话，主怎么能来呢？
If that's the case, how can the Lord return?
如果主不来，我们还有什么盼望呢？
If the Lord does come, where is our hope?
严重的问题。
Strictly speaking,
你弟兄他回答了一句话。
And he replied,
他说,
he said,
得胜者的原则,
he said, that is the principle of the overcomers. The principle of overcoming.
不错。True.
Because of the difficulties of this age,
许多神的儿女,
many of God's children,
他不但不往前,
they are not moving forward, but they move backward.
好像主的路,
as though the way of the Lord is too difficult for them.
所以许多的门徒都退去,
then many disciples left him.
但是弟兄姊妹,
the brothers and sisters,
我们记得彼得的话,
we remember Peter's word.
主问彼得门徒说,
the Lord told the disciples,
他们都走了,
they have left.
你们要不要走?
Why don't you go as well?
彼得说,
Peter answered,
主啊,
Lord,
你有永生之道,
you have the word of eternal life.
你是神的圣者,
you are the Holy One of God.
我们没有地方去,
to whom can we go?
我相信,
I believe.
第四章第五章的应验就在这里,
the fulfillment of chapter 4 and 5 lies right here.
你不能盼望所有的弟兄姊妹都能达到这一个情形.
We cannot expect all God's children to arrive at such a place.
但是,
but
因着神的怜悯,
because God's mercy,
盼望有一些的人,
we hope there will be a small group.
他不甘心做孩子,
they refuse to remain as children.
他为所体贴神的心意,
because they sympathize with what is in God's heart.
他要长大成人,
they will grow to be sons.
他为所教会的人,
for the sake of the church.
他要长大成人,
they will grow.
他愿意出代价,
they are willing to pay the cost.
他愿意,
they will follow, they are willing to follow the lamb.
羔羊无论去哪里,
wherever the lamb goeth, they follow.
因着他们这样的主,
because they are willing to do this,
有一天,
one day,
天上有声音说,
a voice from heaven will come.
羔羊婚娶的筵席到了,
the marriage of the lamb is now arrived.
你知道在启示录里面,
in Revelation,
两次,
twice,
说到羔羊的妻子,
mentioned the wife of the Lamb.
19章一次,
chapter 19, one mention.
21章22章一次,
and 21, 22nd chapter is also another mention.
在19章里面,
in chapter 19,
乃是在那个七碗之后,
it's at the end of the seventh bowl.
天上有圣人说,
there's a voice from heaven.
羔羊婚娶的时候到了,
the marriage of the Lamb is now here.
新妇已经装配整齐,
the bride has prepared herself.
已经蒙恩得穿光明洁白的西麻衣,
is already putting on his glorious gown of linen.
就是圣徒的义,
the righteousnesses of the saints.
凡被激情赴这筵席的有福了,
and those who are invited to this feast, blessed are they.
当约翰听见这个话的时候,
and when John heard these words,
太好了,
it was too wonderful.
他伏在地上拜那个天使,
he bowed the angel.
这个消息太好,
this news was too good for him.
天使说, 不可以,
the angel said, don't do that.
我与你和你的众弟兄,
I and the brethren,
和一起为主做见证,
and all those who testify,
我们都是仆人,
we are all servants. Worship God. I wonder what was in John's heart is also something in our hearts.
四章、五章怎么能完成?
How can chapter 4 and chapter 5 be fulfilled?
羔羊怎么能有婚娶?
How can there be a marriage feast of the Lamb?
新妇什么时候才装配整齐?
When will the bride make herself ready?
她看到亚细亚七个教会的时候,
when you look at the seven churches in Asia,
她不知道这个教会什么时候能装配整齐?
He do not know when the church, the bride will make herself ready.
也许她也像我们一样,
maybe he was just like us.
感觉非常的迷糊,
very confused.
现在听见这个天使报信息,
but now he heard a voice from heaven.
他说到了,
the time has come.
新妇装配整齐了,
the bride has made herself ready.
他忘记了,
he forgot.
他竟然去拜天使,
he thought he was confused. He worshipped the angel.
因为这个消息太好,
because this news was too good for him.
我们都知道,
we know.
这一个是在千年国,
this is at the beginning of the millennial year.
今世结束,
the end of this age.
来世要开始,
the coming age will begin.
羔羊就回去,
then the
我相信,
I believe,
我相信这里的羔羊的妻子,
this the wife of the Lamb in this passage,
乃是得胜教会的得胜者,
it is representing the overcoming.
那是初熟的果子,
the first fruits,
代表要全职,
representing the whole church.
但是到了21章22章,
but when it comes to chapter 21-22,
千年国过去了,
after the end of the thousand years,
永世要开始,
the beginning of the eternal age.
在那个时候天使又说, 我要把羔羊的妻子,
and then the angel said, I'll show you the Lamb, the wife of God, Christ. And he saw New Jerusalem coming down from heaven, full of glory. How is it? He also bowed and worshipped the angel. Because it's too glorious. The angel said, no. We are all servants of God. Worship God.
亲爱的弟兄,
brothers and sisters,
到了那个时候,
at that moment,
是整个的教会,
is the whole church, is the whole church become the wife of the Lamb.
我相信,
I believe, this is by the process.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在启示里,
in the eternity past is already accomplished.
在启示里面,
in Revelation is already accomplished.
这一个给我们信心,
that gives us a faith.
在时间里面,
in time,
我们要极力地追求,
we need to seek diligently.
到应验的时候,
when it's fulfilled,
我们看见神有他的办法,
we see God has his way.
人不能生的,
with man is not possible, but with God is possible.
所以巴不得我们能起来,
may we all rise,
极力地追求,
seek diligently,
长大成人,
grow mature,
好叫我们的主快快地回来,
that will hasten the coming of the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we feel ashamed from within. It is us who are delaying your return. Give us. Lord, encourage our hearts one more time. We will rise up and seek yourself.
Because
by your mercy, Lord, we long to see that your church grow up to be full of the stature, measure which belongs to you. That you'll get the reward of your labor. In the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.